resources that they think they'd have access to. You know, you come down here and you don't have family to connect with. Let's say maybe you don't speak the language. If your first language is Inuktitut, you come down here and you're lost. You know, how do you ask someone for help? And especially how do you ask someone for help knowing you have zero support around you? So, yes, like I said, even our numbers are growing. So there has to be a correlation with that, absolutely.
Thank you for speaking with us, Adrian.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Great.
Thank you.
So this is the Intertribal Youth Center broadcast. I'm going to go into a song and then... hold on.
For more information on PAC, visit www.paqc.org. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, PAC is being kicked out of their current location and they need all the donations they can get. They've got a really tiny budget and they've also got to find a new location, so they need community support now more than ever. This is FBI, a track by FBI. Fucking badass Indians. You're listening to the Intertribal Youth Center broadcast.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Que corazón, mi corazón.
Te lo dije bien clarito.
Permanece en la escucha.
De la noche en La Habana, Cuba.
11 de la noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. Je ne sais plus que voy a hacer, je suis perdu. Que corazón, mi corazón. Me gusta la moto, me gustas tú. Me gusta correr, me gustas tú. Me gusta la lluvia, me gustas tú. Me gusta volver, me gustas tú. Me gusta marihuana, me gustas tú. Me gusta colombiana, me gustas tú. Me gusta la montaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la noche, me gustas tú. Je ne sais pas, que voy a hacer, je ne sais plus, que voy a hacer, je suis perdu. Que corazón, mi corazón. Me gusta la cena, me gustas tú, me gusta la vecina, me gustas tú.
Radio
me gusta su cocina, me gustas
de la
tú.
Mañana.
Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué corazón, mi corazón? Me gusta la canela, me gustas tú. Me gusta el fuego, me gustas tú. Me gusta menear, me gustas tú. Me gusta la coruña, me gustas tú. Me gusta malasaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la castaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Guatemala, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué corazón, mi corazón?
¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer?
5 de la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.
Good evening and welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I'm one of your hosts, Fleur Cooper. Usually we would hear Christian Ratcliffe chime in to the dulcet tones of the studio, but unfortunately he's taking some time away from the show for a couple of weeks, probably even a couple of months. So you'll be hearing my voice solo for the next little while. We wish him well and we hope that he will come back sooner rather than later. But we also want to say thanks for all his help over the last year and a half. And I have no doubt he will be back with some great stuff for you guys in the next couple of months. In the meantime, it's just me, little old me, for most of the time. I will be getting one of our friends, Marcus, to come in. He was actually helping Christian out while I took a couple of months off and went home back to Australia over the winter. So Marcus will be back hopefully one Thursday of every month. You'll hear the great tunes and the great words of one Marcus Luke. But in the meantime, it's just me, Fleur, on your stereo tonight with some tunes that I particularly like, and I hope that you'll enjoy too. If you guys are first-time listeners to Are You Aware, we choose songs that profile musicians, or we profile musicians, that what we say is that they choose the right the route of positive action over apathy. So we try and encourage our listeners to be involved in philanthropic endeavors or social justice issues by providing them with songs and information about their favorite bands and what they're trying to do to help. A lot of the bands have come on to support Japan after the terrible earthquake in that country a couple of weeks ago. And there is a show coming up, a punk show at the venue, which is downtown in Granville Street. So check it out. And I'm actually going to do a bit of a show for Japan next week with some bands that are doing some pretty cool stuff for the relief effort over there and play some Japanese stuff because we haven't done that yet. In the meantime, we started off with one of my favorite musicians, Manu Chao, with his song Me Gustas Tu from his album of a few years ago, La Proxima Estacion Esperanza, which means the next station, hope, which is quite cool. He is insane. I've seen him live at the Commodore a few years ago, and he was out of control, amazing. He's a French folk singer of Spanish origin, and he sings in French, Spanish, English, Arabic and Portuguese, and occasionally in other languages. So he pretty much is a global force to be reckoned with. His favorite radio station, La Califata, broadcasts from a psychiatric hospital in Buenos Aires, and it was launched over 15 years ago. The radio project serves as a therapeutic treatment for patients at Tibuco Borda Hospital, helping them rebuild social links to the outside world. He was such an active supporter, Manu Chao actually helped record an album there, which I thought was pretty cool, which is Viva la Califata, which means obviously long live the hospital with the patients. So the patients were involved in producing and I assume playing the instruments on that album. The album is available for free download through Viva la Califata.org, which is VivaLaColifata.org, where you can also make a donation to help keep the radio station going. I thought it was such a cool little initiative that Manu Chao was involved with, and it just shows the power of music and radio to help people not only in sustainable development and helping them get out of poverty and those things, but also helping them reconnect with the world after they've had some, I guess, problems in their lives. But we're going to keep the music going because I feel like grooving tonight. So the next album we're going to be playing is called Lisbon. It's from the band The Walkmen. They're an American indie rock band, and they're based in New York. They spend half their time in New York and half their time in Philadelphia, and they formed 11 years ago. They recorded 13 songs from their latest album, Lisbon, in 5 days in August, which is insane. And they pre-released their new album last year, with all of the proceeds going to charity for 3 weeks until its official US release in August. And that charity that they chose was one around cancer research. So the song that we've chosen, or I've chosen for you guys today, is Stranded. You are on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the world. One day up near Selena Sloan, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. Good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
What do you think the internet should be? Fast? Open? Reliable? A network that is diverse? Free? And allows an equal exchange of ideas? This point of view is often challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as internet openness and usage-based billing. Without question, these decisions have an immense impact on consumers, socially and economically. Let's admit it, the internet has become an essential part of our lives. That's where we come in. OpenMedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the internet are fair and citizen-friendly. OpenMedia.ca is a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We advocate for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of access, choice, diversity, innovation, and openness. Our organization provides resources for volunteer organizers, collaboration tools, and leadership development. We engage, we educate, we empower. For more information, visit openmedia.ca, saveournet.ca, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Seen the sun from here. Doors I fade away. They'll all look at me and say, and they'll say, hey, look at him. I'll never live that way. That's okay. It's just a fresh change.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard Blind Melon with one of their probably best songs, Change, from the self-titled album of a long time ago. It was 1992 when Blind Melon came out with that album. They were active from 1989 to 1999 and then from 2006 onwards. They're fronted by singer Shannon Hoon, which he had a traditionally really cool and unique voice. and it was influenced by the Southern rock, psychedelic music and blues. But unfortunately, he passed away from a heart attack in 1995 caused by a cocaine overdose, and therefore the band officially disbanded in 1999. They've reformed with a new lead vocalist, Travis Warren, and that happened in 2006. I didn't realise that they were back on the tour and music scene, so I'm going to have to check out what they've released recently, because that album was such a huge, huge hit back in the mid-90s and such an influential album. After Dehoon's death, the remaining members released Nico, named for Hoon's daughter, who was only 13 weeks old when her father died in 1996. Profits from the sales of Nico went to a program that helps musicians with drug and alcohol addiction. So, I mean, after, like we say this so many times when we're talking here on Are You Aware, but it's good to see that something positive has come out of something so tragic. And before that, we had another unfortunately great rock musician who was taken from us at a very early age and all too soon because of a drug overdose as well. It was the uncompromisable Janis Joplin with her song Me and Bobby McGee from her album called Pearl, which was actually her nickname, and that was released in 1971. She was probably one of the main influences of the psychedelic rock era, and especially as a female in that era, which was pretty much predominated with male singers and bands. She's best known for her role as the lead singer of Big Brother and The Holding Company, and then later she became a solo artist. She was active in music from 1962 to her death, which happened in LA in 1970, and it was from a heroin overdose when she was only 27, which was all too young. Me and Bobby McGee actually was performed with her final touring band, Full Tilt Boogie Band, and that was actually released posthumously, I can never say that word, in 1971 after she died. And it became the biggest selling album of her career and her biggest hit single, which is, you know, pretty standard for a lot of musicians and artists that are taken from us at a very early age, like Picasso and people like that. Their biggest stuff comes after their death, which is it's really tragic. I can't remember when it was, but she was inducted into the U.S. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she was such a great artist, and she was known to transcend the political and ideological divisions of the U.S. in the 60s, and it was a pretty fervent time during that stage. Rock critic Lillian Roxon summed up her influence in these words, and I thought it was just amazing what she said, so I wanted to let you guys in on what she had said about Janis Joplin. Janis Joplin perfectly expressed the feelings and yearnings of the girls of the electric generation. To be all woman, yet equal with men. To be free, yet a slave to real love. To reject every outdated convention and yet get back to the basics of life. So I thought that was a really cool little quote about Janis Joplin, and no doubt, obviously, her music and her influence will live long beyond her time on the planet. And in there, I just, first of all, before I move on, I need to say thank you to my boyfriend Brian, who has been helping me out with the enrichment now that Christian is having to have a break for a little while. So I know that we talk a lot about what's going on with artists and how they've been involved, and we try and keep you up to date with all the philanthropic stuff and social justice issues that there are about with regards to these artists, and trying to make it interesting with some historical tidbits. And it does take up a lot of time researching, so I really appreciate the help that I am getting from Marcus and Brian while Christian's away. In the meantime, I just wanted to quickly, before we move on to the next little selection of tunes, I wanted to talk about openmedia.ca. In the middle of that, we had an ad for Open Media, and these guys are a great new nonprofit group that have started up to sort of regulate what's going on in the internet and media realms of Canadian communications. There's been a bit of a backlash, which we all know about, about the big internet companies wanting to, I guess, regulate or not, what is it, charge or meter, that's right, meter the amount of internet usage you have. So I got an email from them the other day because I did sign up and vote for or pledge that they for that letter writing thing they did the other week. But I just wanted to let you in on this because it's really important. They are trying to raise $5,000 in the next 24 hours. I received this email this morning. Basically, big phone and cable companies are raising prices across the board, and two studies have just found out that they are charging upwards of $10 per gigabyte of traffic when it costs them as little as not even 1 cent, 0.01 cent, which is 100,000% markup. So this has been a hot topic over the last little while, and I suspect it will become a very hot political topic about whether cable companies and internet providers can actually charge per gigabyte for usage over the internet, which kind of defeats the purpose of it being free. Unfortunately, Bell, one of the main players, recently made an attempt to save face by proposing a new average volume pricing scheme. This has now been outed as an effort to placate the political and regulatory backlash against them, while at the same time trying to maintain the usage pricing concept. Big telecom companies are doing everything they can to stop phone and internet price gouging from becoming an election issue. So I think they're trying to get that off the radar to the point where, and this is so covert, I can't even believe this, but, you know, this is what happens. They've even taken control of major search words on the internet, like stop the meter. So they won't that won't get you to the information of openmedia.ca or, you know, the information that's that they don't want you to hear. So independent ISP ACANAC, has generously stepped up to provide matching funds if openmedia.ca raise $5,000 in the next 24 hours. Since they're a small dynamic group, ANAC support will be a huge leg up for their election activities, so they obviously want to ramp up support and exposure of this issue. And when you think about it, if you guys stream, listen to CITR on the web, all that stuff, it's going to really... it's going to really hurt a lot of not only local radio music stations, but non-profits, independent television shows, any kind of streaming online, because obviously everyone will curtail their usage because of the exorbitant prices that they're going to charge. So I would really, really recommend that you guys, even $5 will help them. They're trying to raise $5,000 in the next 24 hours. Their campaign is Vote for the Internet campaign. And if you guys ever use Skype or listen to us online or anything like that, this is really important thing to do. You guys have also, and they've included this in their email, which I think is really cool and something that we always try and talk about on Are You Aware? The power of the people, and when the people actually stand up and shout about something, the leaders or the glorified public servants, as I like to call them, actually do listen. So all the support that they received helped to blow open the closed door CRTC forums last week, and you got us meetings with the Conservative industry meeting and minister and Liberal industry critic. So now what if we use this election to transform our communication systems and in the process move politics once again? So the Stop the Meter campaign has taught them that when citizens engage en masse in the political process, they can and do win. So this is an excellent election opportunity for you guys to get out and vote and support people that are representing your right to have free internet and obviously free communications. And I'm going to put some music on now. I do want to talk to you about the election that's coming up in the next little while, but in the meantime, we're going to hear Dead Prez with their song Propaganda from their album Let's Get Free. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Eek, we've had some problem with our CD player. For some reason, that is not going to work. So instead, while I try and sort out why our CD player is being mischievous, you are going to listen to The Last Trumpet by Lyrics Born. It's from an album that he released a long time ago. Not a long time ago, but a while ago now. This is from his album, where is it? Everything's Gone Crazy. Later That Day, you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And, of course, everything has broken down me. Oh, Christian, I need you back. Oh, man, I am having a good time here. I think I spoke too long. I think that was my problem. I spoke too long, and now everything is trying to destroy my great flow. So, again, I think we're going to go backwards and then forwards. I'm going to try this last CD, and if not, I will be singing, and that will be horrendous. So we are going to now, third time lucky, try, and everybody please out there have your fingers crossed. This is Chaos from his album Joyful Rebellion, Man I Used to Be, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Ooh, back into the man I used to be. I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Ooh, back into the man I used to be.
Things that I said I wouldn't do, I did them. Secrets below the surface, the truth, I hit them. It's mankind, it's past, I couldn't erase. Tears of a million years, this human race of animals that talk and walk upright. The slave all day and fall into trance at night. Growing the planet, trying to find missing links like the men we used to be and are we supposed to think? Mysteries, maybe not. It's getting hot, we better configure the plot. But I hold a pen with the grip so tight that I squeeze the ink down in the page and write a song for the people. Came up from the underground, now I ride above on a hovercraft. The sound, this microphone, like an amphetamine, keeping me clean, speaking in dreams so nature can intervene. It's more received.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Back into the man I used to be.
I walked a long path alone, my feet hurt, lost some friends along the way. I did dirt, I went to church, I tried everything, from leaving my body to watching the birds sing for hours, so I could feel heavenly powers. I've been across the universe and inside of flowers, but what is it worth? I'm still just a man on the earth, the rappers are acting like Mantan. Can I be candid? I can't stand it. Rap bandits got Kevin acting frantic. I wanna swing my sword, decapitate. But what is a man if he acts like an ape? So I sit back, planning my great escape. Load up my EPS and peruse my record crate. The man I used to be, I can only see by looking beyond me. So what is reality? I don't know.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Back into the man I used to be.
tried it, I couldn't fight it.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
The economy right now is extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage.
Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrator.
So and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
Right once, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying? Cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He filling our head with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander, see?
I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would've been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't want no computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I said we all rush the Pentagon, pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God out of ignorance and fear. If God made man, then why the hell would he put us here? I thought he's supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-assed leadership, flipping position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Boy, your TV screen is telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs claiming that they earned shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedier? The big corporations, the pigs or the media? Sign of the times, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. It's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed Huey because you knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is motherfucking propaganda.
With a
great love and a great understanding, and that we try to extend this to the general black population and also people, oppressed people all over the world. And I think that we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. And with this realization, we attempted to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.
Thursday, April 7th, come check out Mint Records artists Carolyn Mark in Vancouver at the Wise Hall, with all proceeds going to support Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is entering its third summer of empowering young women aged 8 to 18 through music creation. Teen rock campers Kerplunk and Clarice Scoff will also perform. This is an all-ages show. Doors are at 6 p.m. Advanced tickets can be purchased from Zulu, Scratch, Audiopile, and Red Cap. Carolyn Mark, Vancouver, Kerplunk, and Clarice Scoff. Thursday, April 7th at Wise Hall, 1882 Adnack Street. To learn more about how you can show your support, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Lamentations, lamentations, lamentations worldwide.
Necessity and need for building.
Still the discipline and will proliferate the lineage.
Matters of the spirit, mind, and body taken serious.
But the way that we became, what we became, somebody please explain.
Well, I can tell you if you're curious. Those that reign got the masses in chains and their minds enslaved.
And that's the part that makes me furious.
Multimedia creeps that feed into the neediest, that's the greediest, trying to cheat us out of our God-given rights.
To a quality education, minimal opportunities available, limited occupations, we are not given a choice.
Or given a voice within a political system, pimped and gangsted out, wherein the people are the victims, sheep being led about.
While the followers and patrons of any faith outside the mainstream, all be braided, falsely painted, as endangering the way things work.
And the way things are tonight.
I can't believe the things ain't worse.
When all the wicked seeds we've sown
and poisoned all the earth.
It serves us right.
Can't really act surprised when the harvest has no worth.
The curse that lurks around the corner is the product of our work.
Opposing forces pony up the origins of which have been historically ignored.
Right now. Our foreign policy is melding some democracy, upholding an aristocracy of secret terrorist cells.
Right now. Global poverty that we accept so commonly turns people into property one step away from hell.
Right now. Healthcare battles bioengineering for the worldwide scare of the plague that we're fearing.
Right now. They got the right to put your life under surveillance.
Right now. They got the right to lock us up, we don't obey them.
Right now. Modern education don't prepare the youth.
Right now.
What you gotta do
right now.
There's people shooting at people that's low and stone
right now. There's a movement of evil across the globe
right now.
That's where we have what goes around comes around. Stop the action before the land of the south. Opposing
holds his pony up for a cause so glorious, but he who stands alone with justice, none touched.
The only option we can profit from is movement toward the positive, progressive thought that's rooted up in consciousness.
Grassroots, when deep truths to defuse confusions stood by root group schools.
We can benefit if we can pull our energy collectively, projected in a direction used effectively.
We have the opportunity for self-improvement. We can reinforce the strength of the family unit. Our community and must support the youth. What you gotta do
right now?
Get people looking for people with common goals.
Right now,
there's a movement and unity across the globe.
Right now,
every hour goes around, comes around. Time to hatch you before the last drop is out.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Lyrics Born with his song The Last Trumpet from his debut album Later That Day. Many apologies for that last little bit. It didn't go as smoothly as planned, but you know what? That's what you expect here at CITR. We are only a community radio station, and so sometimes the technology craps out on us. There's no better way to put it than that. So sorry, Mum. I'm all discombobulated. Oh, geez. So I don't even know where we started there. We started with Chaos. Let's go from the beginning. So that was Chaos, great Canadian hip hop artist. A lot of his songs really focus on a positive message, so that's why he's a favourite here at CITR and on Are You Aware? But we haven't played him for a while. At times, he expresses criticism of mainstream hip-hop's culture, obsession with money, fame and glorification of violence. He's written and produced nearly every part of all four of his albums, which shows how musically diverse he is. This album that we got that song off, which was The Man I Used to Be from Joyful Rebellion, was actually his second album and received a platinum status here in Canada. Yes is his fourth album, which came out in 2009, so nearly 2 years ago now. So he's due for something new probably in the next little while. He is actually playing Sasquatch this year. If you guys don't know about Sasquatch, it's a great music festival happening down in Washington at the Gorge, and it goes for 3 days at the end of May. If you've never been to a music festival and you don't like camping, I honestly suggest doing this. You can get exclusive camping or something like that, and it's really cool and amazing vibe. I had such a good time there in 2008. Chaos has been doing some really cool things. He actually supported Stephen Lewis Foundation in 2009 when he returned to the toy department of the Bay Queen Street store in Toronto, where he actually worked during his youth. And he did an actual shift at the toy department for the Stephen Lewis Foundation for their campaign in 2009, A Dare to Remember. The project encourages Canadians to do something special and raise money for AIDS research in Africa while doing it. If you are interested in doing A Dare to Remember and want to support AIDS research in Africa, check out www.adaretoremember.com and you can find all the details there, or just go to the Stephen Lewis Foundation, a great Canadian advocate. And just then we heard, or we'll start with in the middle, we had Dead Press with their album Let's Get Free from their debut album, and that was finally Propaganda. They're an underground political hip-hop duo composed of Stickman and M1. They're known for their confrontational style combined with socialist and pan-Africanist lyrics, and that song was no exception. June 17th, 2010, so that was last year, Dead Prez officially marked the 10th anniversary of their debut album, Let's Get Free. With the June release of Turn Off the Radio Volume 4, Revolutionary But Gangster Grills, which is a collaborative effort that the guys do with DJ Drama. They've put out these mixtapes. This is their third one, and it will showcase Dead Prez's takeovers of current pop songs as well as new unreleased music. And the Street album is still available and in entirety for free on the Dead Prez website. I did go and check it out, and I will download it. I'm just a little bit special when it comes to trying to download stuff on the internet. And you know what? It's going to charge me. I'm glad I'm not with Bell and I'm with Shaw, because if Bell gets its way, it's going to be $10 a gigabyte. So like I said before, go and check out openmedia.ca and see what you can do to stop this ridiculous price gouging of the Canadian internet. And then we just had Lyrics Born, which is a Japanese-American rapper. He's one half of the group of Latrix with Latif, the truth speaker, and Latif was actually featured on that song later that day, and that song was The Last Trumpet. He has released a more recent album in 2010, right at the end of 2010, As You Were. We did play that recently. I love Lyrics Born. He has such insightful and positive lyrics about being involved and working together for the positive good of everybody involved, and that song was a great example of that. He helped out with a song to benefit skin cancer research in Australia. So again, my hometown or my home country, I got to give him kudos for that. Now, when the next band we're playing is Two Door Cinema. They might want to change it. Two Door Cinema Club. Their album is Tourist History. These guys are from Ireland, from Northern Ireland, actually. They formed in 2007. They're getting huge reviews and a lot of buzz about them. They're actually they released their CD, Tourist History, last year in 2010, and it won the Choice Music Prize for Irish Album of the Year. And the band said it was the first award they had ever won, and they donated the £10,000 prize money to charity, which I thought was amazing. And they're playing at the venue on April 11th. I don't think it's sold out. It sounds like it's going to be a good one. These guys are pretty damn rockin'. So you are about to hear Two Door Cinema Club, I got it right, at Come Back Home on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
To find another way. To find. the lines in your head first, for heaven's sake. You hear the day beckoning. Know that it's all in your head.
Just Look at that guy's beard. What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
I'm sorry. Two words I always think after you're gone, when I realize I was acting all wrong. So selfish, two words that could describe oh, actions of mine when patience is in short supply. We don't need to say fight and cry. We could hold each other tight tonight. We're so helpless, we're slaves to our impulses, we're afraid.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Feist with her song So Sorry from her recent album of a few years ago, The Remainder. We heart Feist. She has such a beautifully melodic sound to her. And she's also, I didn't realize this until the other day, she's now part of Broken Social Scene, which is kind of cool. She was the top winner in 2008 for the Juno Awards with 5 awards for Songwriter of the Year, Artist of the Year, Pop Album of the Year, Album of the Year, and Single of the Year. I'd say that's a full-on sweep. And we have to say well done to Arcade Fire. They did a pretty good haul at this year's Juno Awards, and I was so happy that Justin Bieber, or whatever his name is, didn't get anything. Because, that's a little bit embarrassing, Canada. Just saying. Feist's third solo album, The Remainder, was released in 2007. As of January 2011, she is rumoured to be writing the follow-up. So listen out if you are a Feist fan, which I hope you all are, because she's a great Canadian musician. Last year, she did some really cool charity initiatives while she was on tour. She's announced that she managed to raise over $200,000 for a pile of good causes. Sorry, not last year, in 2008. 100% of the sales proceeds from the merch sold on Feist's winter tour and at her web shop went straight to charity. Some of the charities that benefited, including Doctors Without Borders, Care Canada, War Child Canada, and the Salvation Army. And also, she undertook an incredible food drive while she was on tour as well. And near $20,000 was donated to food banks across Canada, not including the incredible 17,000 pounds of food during the November tour of that same year. Feist said on her blog, reminding us to think of the food bank throughout the year and encourages everyone to keep spreading the charitable love. And she said that all these agencies will continue to do immeasurably positive things like build schools, dig wells, educate communities, and in general do piles of goodwill beyond the reach of rock and roll, which I thought was really cool. So kudos to her, because as the internet gets even more and more apparent, a lot of artists finding it hard to make ends meet, and they do sort of get a lot of their money from merch sales and tours. So good on her for revoking her ability to take that money from her merch and actually gave it to charity. In the middle there, we had Deer Hunter. That's become a bit of a favourite here at CITR, at Are You Aware on CITR. They're a four-piece American indie rock group, and they originated in Atlanta, Georgia. They've described themselves as ambient punk, and I'm sure you can hear why after that song. That song was actually Helicopter, and the album's called Halcyon Digest. That was their fourth studio album, and it was released in September last year. But we're going to keep the music going because I have spoken a lot today. Next up, we've got Bedouin Soundclash, another great Canadian band. This is off their new album, Light the Horizon. This is Fool's Tattoo. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
can stay to say never again. Haven't I heard that before? That all you need is God's love. And when the world starts coming down,
yeah. Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Yeah, I'm,
Mark.
I'm
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and
Jason
the Bear
Paulette.
Because
the ITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca. Or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise. Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
You know what it might be, my man?
Brooklyn!
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I don't really need to even give that an introduction. That was the Beastie Boys with their classic No Sleep Till Brooklyn from their album License to Ill. And as we all know, Beastie Boys are brilliant and have been involved with the Free Tibet campaign for a long time. We're in the last moments of Are You Aware? We have Darren with Stereoscopic Readout coming up next. And I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm sorry about that little bit of a technical hiccup there in the middle, but as you know, if you're a long-time listener to Are You Aware, the show is perfectly unpolished. In the middle there, we had Ozzo Martley with their song Como Ves from their self-titled album of a few years ago, and at the start, we had Bedouin Sound Clash with Fool's Tattoo, Light the Horizon. If you have any suggestions, please email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. I'm going to leave you with one more song before Darren starts you up with his show. This is Cold War Kids from their most recent album that was only released in January. This song is called Royal Blue and the album is Mine Is Yours. Have a good night. See you next Thursday.
Why would I make that face? Oh, why would I? Why would I test my faith? Oh, why would I? Oh, wow. I see that rain cloud coming right for me. Why would I say my name? Oh, why would I? When I'm so far away, oh, why would I? Oh, wow. I guess I've always been a bit of a fighter. From now on, wear my love for you loose. From now on, I am just passing through. From now on, trust my feeling is true. From now on, call me Royal Blue. Oh. Why would I stick around? Oh, why would I? Why would I get burned out? Oh, why would I? For a way out. From now on, with the sky as my roof. From now on, let the risk lead me to. From now on, somewhere I never knew. From now on, call me Rudy. From now on.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.